Been thinking about over the last few weeks about our world, our communities, our families, our schools, this direction that we as Christians need to be going. And sometimes if we do not understand our identity, as Paul points out here in this chapter 1, then we're not really firm about who we are in Christ Jesus. So this scripture here tells us how that we can know who and identify and understand and appropriate our identity in Christ. Because in verse 3, four, we're chosen. And then in verse 7, we are justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in verse 13, it said we are sealed. So that gives us our true identity in Christ right there. But do we fully understand it enough that we appropriate it in our lives? We understand it to the fullest. So beginning with verse 3, read through verse 7. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. And then he says, in love. He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself according to the kind intention of his will. That was our Heavenly Father's will. To the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed upon us in the Beloved, which is Jesus Christ. And then verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins or transgressions according to the riches of his grace. And it is because of God's grace that we are saved. As I was thinking about our identity, understanding our identity in Christ, I believe that many Christians gain their identity more in family relationship backgrounds, work, or human relationships than from who they are in Christ. And I believe that too many young people gain their identity from the latest fashions, trends, and popular expectations from their own peers. See, no wonder, as I look at this, and I believe as the Holy Spirit interprets this scripture for us, that Paul emphasizes that we are in Christ throughout his epistles. His 13 epistles, clearly he states that we have an identity with Christ. We just need to know how, understand it, and how to appropriate that in our lives. Now, could it be today that one of the greatest problems facing Christians today resolves around the identity crisis? If someone comes up to you and says, who are you? Well, you've probably first given them your name, wouldn't you? Or you may say, well, I have a long history of generations of whoever your last name is. Jones or Smith, Cantrell or whatever it might be. See, that's how we identify with something. But if we have a personal relationship in Christ Jesus and they come up and say, are you a Christian? And you said, yes, I am identified with the Heavenly Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Those three are the ones that control my life. I identify with them. And it don't take long for someone to be able to see that in your life as we live that out in our life. So in order to prevent Christians from becoming creatures who walk around with an unclear sense of their identity, it is essential to define who we are in Christ Jesus. The dilemma of an unclear sense of personal identity was illustrated by an incident in the life of the famous German philosopher Schleiermacher, who did much to shape the progress of the modern thought. The story is told that one day, as the old man Schleiermacher was sitting on a bench in a city park, he was just sitting there, and a policeman happened to be walking by, and he saw Schleiermacher sitting there. And he thought he was homeless or a beggar because he was just kind of there all drooped over. And he walks over to Schleiermacher and he says, "Who are you? Can you identify yourself?" And Schleiermacher looked up at the policeman. He said, "Sir, I don't really know. I don't really know." So something in his life had taken place to the point, no matter how smart he was, being a philosopher or whatever he was, at some disappointment or appropriation in his life, he had come to the point he really did not know who he was. And I'm afraid there's a lot of people in this world just like him. Can be brilliant, but we need to know who we are in Christ Jesus. If we call him our Savior and our Lord, the master of our life, we should be able to identify with him, and people should be able to identify us as a part of the kingdom of God. So I want to share here quickly, as quickly as possible, at least three things that I think that will help us identify in Christ. Now, there's a whole list of things that I would like to share this morning, but even another allotted time wouldn't allow that, because there is so much in this passage of Scriptures that I would want to share with you. But we who are in Christ Jesus, those who have trusted Christ as their personal Savior and Lord, it says here in verse 3, we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. That's in verse 3. That verse again says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing." Then it says, "in Christ." You see, that gives us the identity. Paul says, "This is who I identify with." And Paul, he identified with Christ from the minute that the Lord blinded him on the road to Damascus. See, he was able to identify, and Paul said, "You know, my identity is Christ Jesus." See, I believe that people fail to realize this with a continually feel of insecure, not praising God for all the good things that they already possess in him. If you should just stop and think. Well, think about the song that we often sing. "Count your many blessings." Just don't look out at this whole scope. But that song says, "Count them one by one." Have you stopped this week and think and thought about how many blessings you have been blessed with by God? He has blessed us in so many different ways. And I'm talking about those spiritual blessings. You know, he points them out to us. He makes it very clear to us about our blessings. See, the world sees us as poor, naive, ill-equipped. But can we be confident that we can do all things in Christ that strengthens us. Where's that found? Philippians 4:19, right? Or, no, I'm sorry, 4:13. Setting down and setting out from Hamburg, Germany, one day to give a concert in London, a violinist named Fritz Krishna had an hour before his boat was to sail. He always liked to go into these musical or instrument shops and just kind of browse. So Fritz Krishna, he walks into this shop, and the owner, the manager, immediately addresses him and says, "Sir, can I see that violin you're carrying?" And Fritz hands it to him, and the man disappears. In a few minutes, he shows up again, but with two policemen. And one of the policemen walks over to Fritz Kistler. He says, "Sir, you're under arrest." He said, "Well, what have I done?" He said, "You have taken Fritz Kistler's violin. This belongs to him. It doesn't belong to you. So you're under arrest. Will you go down to the station with us?" He said, "Sir, I am Fritz Kistler. I am him." "Oh," said a lot of people, "will try to pull that on us, but you're not going to do that." He said, "I am him." And he was thinking, "Oh, I'm going to miss my ship." And he was thinking to himself, to save time explaining all this, he said, "Would you let me borrow that violin and let me play a song that you think that Fritz Kistler would play?" And they agreed. He took that violin and he began to play one of the most beautiful songs that Fritz Kistler ever played on that violin. And that was good enough for them. You see, he knew what his identity was. And then once he played that violin, it cleared up the identity of that man who said he was. Now, can we clear up any identity that we have in Christ Jesus when someone looks at us and say, "Are you a fake? Are you an imposter? Are you really, truly living out the Christian life the way that you should? Are you being honest in all your dealings? Are you being straight forth in relationships with your family, with your friends? Are you being straightforward with the Heavenly Father, with your spiritual life?" You see, we got to understand and appropriate our identity in Christ in order for us to fully live out the full blessings that verse 3 is talking about, all the spiritual blessings that we've been blessed with. You see, we who are in Christ are equipped, it says in Ephesians 1, verse 8. Paul wrote, "He has showered his kindness on us, along with all the wisdom and understanding." See, we can praise God as he generously gives us wisdom, he gives us knowledge, he gives us not only understanding, but he gives us that discernment to understand with the Holy Spirit our identity in him. To the believers who ask him for wisdom needed to, we need that to accomplish that in our life, and we need it 100% to know his will. Husbands, when you married your wife, did you say, "I'll give you 50% of my time"? I'll give you, this is a 50-50 proposition. No, it isn't. It's 100%. If somebody offers you an apple and say, "Well, I'm going to cut it right down the middle, and here you can have half of it. No, I want the whole thing. See, it's 100%. In order for us to be who we are, our identity, we need to surrender and yield 100% to Christ Jesus, our Lord. See, in the contrast, the world might think that we are merely pretending to be something that we are not because they see what we are doing as foolishness. See, some people have a form of godliness, but they deny its power. In other words, what I'm saying here, they are faking and shaking, and it is causing negative effects in the entire body of Christ. And you can see it in our world today, can't you? Look at all the tragedy and devastation that's taken place, and it just happened this week. People who claim, and this I almost cringe when I hear high authorities and say this. Well, these people are religious. Being religious don't have anything to do with Christianity. Because there's so many religions out there that are false, fake, and cults. But if you want to identify with something that is true, related to the Heavenly Father, then it's Christ. And then when we're saved, then we become Christians. Christ-like. We follow in His footsteps. That's how we identify with Christ. That's what Paul said. You know, every one of us was chosen from the very foundations of the world. Chosen. Right there in verse 4. You were chosen. You were predestined to be the sons of God through Christ Jesus. In verse 7, we are justified through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse 13, it says, then we are sealed. That finalizes it. You can't break it. You can't take it away. Satan or no one can sever our relationship, our identity. But we got to know who it is and what it is. And we got to hold true to it in this world. As a person, as a church, as families, as schools and communities in our nation, we need to stop and call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in order for us to truly understand who we are. And when we find out who we are in Christ Jesus, then look out, Jimmy, right? You'll be just like Jimmy. Be so excited, you can't hold him down. That's the way we identify who we are in Christ. When we're excited about it, when we're willing to pray, seek God, study our word, and follow through with who we are, and we know we are in Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you this morning for the power of your Holy Spirit through your word, through prayer. Lord, thank you that you show us who you are through your word. And Lord, when we claim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you give us the power to be able to interpret or discern your scripture, which helps us to better appropriate our identity in you. If we're not doing that, Lord, then all we got to do is just confess and repent of our sin and say, Lord, you take the reins from here. Help me better understand who I am in you, that you might live your life through me. There's someone here today who doesn't know you personally. Lord, I pray through your Holy Spirit, encourage them, help them make that first step, come down this aisle, and receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Anyone that needs to renew their relationship with you. Make it fresh. Make it exciting. May they step out. Come here to this altar. Kneel before you. And renew it this very day. Lord, we praise you and we thank you in your precious Son's name. Amen. Hymn number 3.